Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Of Let's Get It Together and Reap More. And we have got a hot show for you tonight. We have found a gentleman by the name of Mr. Jerome Kirkland, and he is a powerhouse. and he has some exciting information to share with us. Mr. Kirkland, who you'll be hearing from shortly, he is the founder and CEO of the Kirkland Financial Group. And it's so interesting how we met each other. Basically, what happened is I used to live in New Jersey. I lived in New Jersey for about 10 years. And I had as my roommate a gentleman by the name of Leon Kirkland. Him and I were roommates. And little did I know that him and Jerome were brothers, and Jerome is the founder and CEO of Kirkland Financial Group. And Leon called me about 2 weeks ago asking me if I might be interested in assisting his brother in filling out the PPP loans. His brother was obviously overwhelmed. And so we began to talk and share with each other, and I found out that, wow, he is a real powerhouse. And I don't want to steal his thunder. He'll be telling you all about it, but let's get it together and reap more. Now, I don't talk too much about the reap more part, but the reap more is Reap More Network, and we are in the business of networking. And that networking is really, really going to the next level as we have connected ourselves with some really, really fascinating and exciting and intellectual, powerful people, one of which is on the line as we speak, but I'm not opening up his mic just yet. That is, you've heard us talk so much about the Hand in Hand Foundation with Mr. Harris Walker and the great things that he is doing and planning on doing. Let's see, but we're waiting for Mr. Kirkland to come in. I learned Mr. Kirkland was my guest on the PAT broadcast on Wednesday, and I learned some things about his business that I did not know. He has a very, very interesting thing that he's doing. He's in the financial service business, you know. And whoever mic is open, please mute yourself. All right. Let's see. He deals with, financial services, taxes and investments and the whole nine yards. But what he did was he came to the conclusion that the people who really need my services, many of them just simply cannot afford them. So what he did was he started a nonprofit organization in which some of the services and additional services he is providing absolutely for free by going to his nonprofit, which he's calling People United to Promote Financial Wellness. And he actually has a website for that, which is pupfw.org. All right. And so he's going to be sharing with you about that. He also has a fantastic credit repair plan and a lot of very exciting things. But now let's talk a little bit about my vision of Reap More Network. I like to connect the dots, and I've been doing that, and we're just about ready to take this dot connecting to the very next level, because I realized, they said, Greg, you need a website. All right, you need a website, because a lot of the information that you share, some of it is, in other words, there's parts to it, and when you talk about it on the air, even though you have 2 hours, people can't remember everything that you say, so they need a reference point. They need somewhere to go where they can review and maybe watch some videos over and over again so they could see the great things that we're trying to do. What are we trying to do? Basically, we're trying to flip the script on traditional marketing, which is why the Clicksters program is so fascinating, because basically it presents an opportunity where instead of you being solicited to buy something, you are in fact paid from day one. And just to give you an update, the Clicksters, as many of you know, the site was, they wanted to do a new interface, so they have a brand new site. It finally came up last night around about midnight. And although they had this timer, and the timer ended about 8 o'clock, so like there was like this 404 code which is like no sight, you know, for a couple of hours. And I was getting very, very concerned. But finally, the new site did come into, came up at around about midnight. So Clickster is doing a new thing, which is they've changed almost everything. And I'll be telling you more about that. But what is so fascinating about Clickster, one of the reasons that I love it is because of the app. The app is very great for connecting people. I mean, the app, you fill in the app. It was real quick, short and sweet. Name, phone number, email address, make up a password. You're in. You were assigned a short invitational link, which was clicksters.com/5numbers. And that was basically about it. So you shared the link with other persons who were tracked. Everything was tracked. You know, for 6 levels deep, you could bring in a friend who brought in a friend who brought in a friend, and you could see it all. All right, and it was great. So now what's happening, to give you an update, they have a new interface and obviously a new clicksters.com, because when I had a site that was being forwarded to, we call Earn While You Watch, and to be honest with you, it's not going where it was originally going, so it's going someplace else. So I have to redirect it to their new site. But the idea is that I love the concept of grouping. We talk about group with so much power in grouping, in group economics, where you can literally have hundreds of thousands, even millions of persons in a short order if, for example, 5 people continue to share with 5 who share with 5. And that is a very, very easy task. And persons who are in Facebook, for example, they have the average person on Facebook has 150 friends, which means in terms of their ability to build infrastructure, as you know, I like the word infrastructure as opposed to downline, but their ability to build infrastructure is already there. They are already in position to connect with 5 persons who have 5 persons who have 5 persons. And as a result, we can build a strong army of people, and we can get so many things done in terms of helping the homeless and creating new jobs and, you know, so many, many things. Because we have some very challenging times right now, and to be honest with you, and I'm a very positive thinker, but there's a great possibility that things might get even more challenging. Because computerization, on the one hand, is great. All right, I mean, imagine if there was no internet, you know, when this COVID came into being, you know, so you had have no, what would the children have done in terms of learning, you know, but now because of modern technology, everyone was able to, okay, go to the internet. Workers, companies had people working from home, which is very interesting, which means that maybe we didn't necessarily need all these big office buildings anyway, because we learned that people could work just effectively from home. But just imagine if there was no internet. So what I'm trying to say is technology is great on the one hand, but not so great on the other hand, because it does eliminate jobs. Okay, as someone can tell you, as Mr. Harris Walker can tell you, I believe he said to me that for every job that is created, you lose 8 or 9 jobs because of modern technology. So at any rate, we are waiting for our special guest to arrive, and as I said, he has a wealth of information. But let's continue with the Reap More Network vision just for a few minutes. The idea is to flip the script on traditional marketing and advertising, all right, whereas you, instead of being solicited to buy something, you're given an opportunity. You're actually given money, all right, as an incentive to invite more persons who will then, that will increase the purchasing power. All right, let's say, for example, someone has a business and they have a certain profit margin. Let's say a car. The car salesman makes good money when you buy a car, especially when you buy a new car. So the idea, the car salesman might say to you, look, I'm going to make $500, I know, when I sell this car. But as an incentive to get customers, I will give that customer $100 in advance for his allegiance to, you know, then do business with me, which could create a situation where a group of businesses could pull some money together, and we would call it, they call it customer acquisition fees. And a number of these fees would then be able to be given to the customer or to the future customer. Now, let's say what happened is because you're using the infrastructure system, you could then have a group of persons who know that they have a group of persons connected to them and then take things to the next level. And the next level might be, okay, now you finally have some monies to, you have more disposable income, you can buy a better product, you can invest, you have a number of options in terms of things that you can do. So this infrastructure possibility can be great for any business persons, any entrepreneurs who have anything to buy or sell. Why? Because they have an audience, and that's the whole thing. The audience is growing and growing and growing. And not only is it growing in size, it is growing in disposable income, the amount of money with which they have to spend on goods and services. So as opposed to the traditional practices of where business have to, you know, spend all this money for advertising, mainly advertising, which many times is more than 50% of the budget, they no longer have to advertise. They just have to plug into the system. Plug in, okay? They plug into the system. They already have, they have a large customer base with which to expose their goods and services. And because of modern technology, all of these businesses could be listed in, for example, an online magazine, right? And then, okay, the magazine, you could click and maybe see a video about the individual businesses. All right, but we know that, you know, some businesses might get more patronage than others, but all can profit and benefit. Why? Because of simple strategies like maybe using a Su-Su formula where the money is rotated amongst those businesses that are not being patronized. Or the real deal is that all of the businesses involved in this, you know, in this process could benefit because the very, you know, the very participation in the infrastructure itself allows opportunity for additional income via the structure of the businesses inviting their fellow business persons and their associated customers and clients. And it could grow into a really, really big thing where now you might have several million persons in the organization, in the network, and now if you need to start a program to employ our youth, all right, which could run the online magazine amongst other things, you could do it. If you needed a hospital in your community, well, you've got 5 million members, so how much is the hospital going to cost? 10 million? All right, let's everybody chip in $2, and we can do it. You know what I'm saying? Great, great things could happen because of what I call creative marketing and the modern technology that we have at our disposal. Who would have ever thought that even such things that we have right now as a wireless phone? I mean, some of you millennials may not know it, but there once upon a time, there was no such thing as cell phones, all right? And the phones that existed, there had to be a wire connected to it. All right, so which means that if you were at work and someone wanted to reach you and they could not call you at your job, you had to wait till you got home to receive that phone call. All right, and so a lot of things have changed because of modern technology, and it has created a situation in which great, great innovation can be taking place. Now, while I'm waiting for, I guess I've Well, first of all, I think I'm going to take a little music break, and then we may have a few encouraging words from Mr. Walker, who I know is on the line, after this little music break, okay? And you know I like songs that have to do with together, so we're going to just hear a little bit of When All God's Children Get Together. All right, let's see.
New Direction. Gray Boy. D. Lawrence. Choir Music. It's a Chicago thing.
Hey.
When they what? That's right, y'all. Tell them about it.
Together, we are going to have a great time. All right, let me see. While we're waiting for Mr. Jerome Kirkland to call in, we're going to open up the mic of our friend, Mr. Harris Walker. And Mr. Walker, what I'd like you to share with us is about something that we haven't talked too much about, is the program that you have in connection with your mall, where entrepreneurs, even, you know, who have small businesses, can participate in that. Tell us a little bit more about how that works.
Oh, sure. First, thanks for having me on the show. And hi, everybody. I'm Harris Walker, the CEO of Hand in Hand Foundation. We're a 501c3 children and environmental nonprofit, which means we're kind of about life, everything. The program that we're talking about is HHF Mall, and you can Google that just like that, HHF space, then M-A-L-L, like a regular mall, because that's what it is. It's an online mall. It consists of about 270 stores right now, for everything from Amazon to Walmart to independent businesses like Live Wash. We just got Buffalo Wild Wings, and so you can order, if you like Buffalo Wild Wings, you can go to HHF Mall and order Buffalo Wild Wings in our food and drink department, and we earn 5%. See, the whole idea of the mall is to make sure businesses can give back and to be able to fund our projects that we need in our communities just by shopping. And at the same time, you can save more money. I'll give you an example of that after I explain about the independent programs. Now, we do a lot of the programs that we deal with have affiliate marketing channels or programs already set up in their business and corporation. But a lot of independent businesses don't have that. But if you want that, I can help you get that too. Get you affiliate marketing where other people can help market your products. I charge a fee of $20 a month, which is basically a donation of $20 a month. We are 501c3, so it is a 50% write-off. You will be able to have your business listed in the categories that your business would fit under. Some businesses fit under multiple categories, but basically, I'll put you under one or two categories for $20 a month, and we will also advertise your business. Now, all you need is to have a website, and as far as business licensing, fulfillment of orders, everything, that is on the business, so you must be prepared. The HHF Mall is online, so actually it is a global mall. Wherever internet is, we can reach, and we do have global stores. We have stores even out of Russia, clothing stores, for instance, out of Russia. We have England, Ireland. We have meat, food. So HHF Mall has some of everything. We have education. You're at home you're homeschooling your children. HHF Mall has supplies for homeschooling, reputable companies that you know of, that you can check on and verify. The whole idea, like I said, is to be able to fund it. So now, whenever you think about shopping anywhere online, all I'm asking you to do is to check HHF Mall first. All right. Check and see if we have that store. And we are gathering more and more businesses all the time. Now, if you want your business listed in HHF Mall, contact me. I'll send you the paperwork to get you listed. There is no way of seeing that on the actual website yet because I haven't transferred that paperwork, but I will be making a page where businesses can sign up and do everything online. Now, and this program, we also market your business. So that's what you're getting. You're getting seen along with other businesses. Somebody may be looking at something in, let's say, clothing, and you have a clothing store, and they see your name and say, oh, let me see what this clothing store is about. Also, there's a description of every store and something like a little bio on each store. And we sell everything. We have Amazon and Walmart. We sell everything. I'm trying to contact a couple of car companies that do digital car sales, online car sales, and get them in the program. We want everybody to be able to save money first, Oh, let me tell you about the saving money part. That's the best part. Okay, so as part of our partnership with these businesses, a lot of businesses have sales and special codes that they use within sites, internal codes that they don't release to the public. These are discounted codes for wholesalers and et cetera, et cetera. I have access to a lot of these codes due to the businesses. The businesses will send me one. For instance, Men's Warehouse. If you go to Men's Warehouse right now, you'll see they have 10% off everything on site. But if you go through HHF Mall or you go through one of my Men's Warehouse ads on Facebook and LinkedIn, et cetera, you'll see a different code. And that code gives you 20% off. So it doubled that discount, and that's their code. So you're dealing with Men's Warehouse. It's not a code hand-in-hand created or anything like that, or HHF Mall created. Every business fulfills and handles, you're dealing with that store. We're just the place that if you come through us, you can save a little money, a little more money than the average customer, and you're giving back and helping build the things that we need in our communities to help make our communities stronger and life better for everybody. And all we need is just to remember, whenever you're ready to shop online, you're looking for a store online, check and see if we have it first. Just go to HHF Mall, Google it, go to the category you want and see if we have that store. I'm also going to do an alphabetical order list, but like I said, we have 270 stores, and Hand in Hand Foundation kind of works, does a lot of things. So, like Mr. Hall would tell you, he says, yeah, you're really, like, overloaded, aren't you? I'm all over the place because we're doing so much. And really, it's only, like, 3 programs so far out of 15. So you can imagine how it's going to grow or what we're trying to do here. So, yeah, so basically that's the HHF Mall. It's an online shopping mall. Think of it as a mall. And once I start getting the food in, I'll have a food court in the mall for you, too. So you can order food
right,
and
Eric,
actually have
I want you to briefly tell them a little bit about what's happening in the crypto department.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So basically, Mr. Hall, he's a crypto genius. If you don't know, you better talk to him. You better find out. But he got me involved in Tron and Tron Cakes. And the beautiful thing about Tron is that it's low right now. And right now, all the cryptocurrencies are dropped, so it's really cheap to get in. I would suggest you spending 50 to 100 bucks contact Mr. Hall, and he can do smaller amounts for you. But you need to get into Tron, and then you need to get into Tron Case. Now, the beautiful thing about Tron Case is that Tron Case is going to make money off your Tron. Right now, I think the rate just increased. I was getting 1.7% a day, and right now I'm at 50% of my actual deposit.
Yeah, it just went up. Let me see. All
yeah,
right.
I think it went up to two.
No, it's not. I think it's
1.9.
1.9? 2%. Okay. Yeah, 1.9. But anyway, we're going to talk more about that, but we have our special guest on the line, and this is Mr. Jerome Kirkland of the Kirkland Financial Group, and he has a ton of information to share with us. Okay, I want him to introduce himself and then tell us all about Kirkland Financial Group and CSIP and PUPFW, all these great things. Jerome Kirkland.
Mr. Hall, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for bringing me on the show. It's a blessing and a privilege to be a part of it, and I want to thank you again. I enjoyed the information I've heard so far. I'm excited to be a part of it. I am the founder and the CEO of Kirkland Financial Group, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But we are international. We have a division in the Philippines that's fully operational, and we're moving to other countries as well. We are primarily a financial education company. We use financial education to promote financial wellness to ultimately promote financial fitness. So it's a stage by stage. We have two signature programs. The 85-15 Financial Wellness Program teaches individuals how to live on 85% of their take-home income versus 100% or more. We love our program, and it's very popular because it's percentage-based. Percentage-based means it's relative. Whether you earn $5,000, $10,000 a year, $250,000 a year, 85% is 85%. So it's percentage-based. It's relative. Not only is it relative, it's attainable. We say this, the average person, according to research, is living from paycheck to paycheck. So they're at 100% or maybe a little bit more. We say this, we should scale back your spending by 15% without asking you to change your behavior or your lifestyle. And now I understand we can tap into the online mall to help you reduce your expenditures. So I'll put a little plug in there. So we say this, if you are more frugal, if you put more energy and time and consciousness into your spending, you can curve back 15% without even feeling it. The average person is carrying fat. The average person is overweight. It's just like a fitness program, whether it's LA Fitness, whether it's Weight Watchers. You scale back over time, and you get rid of the excess weight. So it's a beautiful, beautiful program. It's like no other budget program, because if I send you to the Google store, if I send you online to get a budget template, all you're going to get is a template. That's it. You're going to be sent on your own independently to set up your budget. And I don't reinvent the wheel. I give you statistics and research. Research shows the average person stays on a few months and falls off the wagon and go back to their old behavior. So we say this, you need three keys to unlock the door to a successful financial management and budgeting. Those three keys are a budget, a coach, a class. On a monthly basis, we give you three keys, a budget template, which is percentage-based, a coach, a financial wellness coach, and a literacy class. You must tackle two different areas, financial literacy and financial discipline. Financial discipline is simply spending less than 100%. Financial literacy is understanding basic terminology and transactions. And our program encompasses all that. That is the individual end. On the business end, we have the 1065 management program. Many people have a passion. Many people have a desire. Many people own the business, and they know their craft, but they don't have the management skills. They lack the management skills. And again, research supports this. So we have a program where we partner with them. We give them financial classes. We give them a business coach as well, and we help them to obtain their dreams. There are four reasons why most businesses fail. The number one reason is insufficient cash flow. I won't take up any more time. I know I've talked a long time. Those are our two programs. We have credit repair. We have a comparative shopping program that helps them reduce expenditures. Again, this online mall would be a great opportunity for our comparative shoppers who simply go online, find you items for a lower price, and you get 75% of the savings. We charge you 25% as a fee, and it reduces your budget. We have Kirkland Financial Group is for profit. You pay the full price, but we just recently in February started a nonprofit. People United to Promote Financial Wellness, 501c3 nonprofit, offering the exact same services, and most cases free of charge or significantly discounted. Our third organization is Ex-Offenders Only, which is the same program for ex-offenders. All three programs, all three companies offer the same budget financial services. The only thing for ex-offenders is it's run by ex-offenders and for ex-offenders. You cannot work in the corporation. It's a nonprofit 501c3. You cannot work in it unless you are an ex-offender, and it's for that population. The same services, helping them repair their credit, helping them invest money, helping them get job readiness, helping them to become entrepreneurs before they're released.
Mr. Kirkland, you have plenty of time. You are our special guest, so if you want to slow down and talk more about any of your programs, you're certainly more than welcome to do that.
You want to talk about one in particular this sort of a segue. We just cut a video yesterday, and I want to share the subject matter with all your listening audience. We cut a provocative a video that's in the process of being produced. It's called The Money Game is a Dirty Game. The Money Game is a Dirty Game. And in the video, I'm wearing military fatigues, and I'm holding about 10 $100 bills. And I introduced the beginning by saying this. The reason I'm in military fatigues is I had to go in and do a special operation. I had to go in and recapture and receive my money because the system is geared so that you don't get your money. At a time when roughly three men, and I won't mention their name, there are three men in this country control 51% of the wealth. The rest of the country have to live off of 49%. It's no accident that many of the business practices that take place are created in such a way that your money gets away from you. So I had to go in and I had to rescue my money because if I did not, my money would never be returned to me. They were going to decapitate my money, meaning cut it off from me, and I could not receive it. And I had no choice but to use education and experience and knowledge to recapture my money. So I say that to say this to you. In the land that we live in, some people worship a dollar. I don't agree with it, but I'm telling you the attitude. Some people will go almost as far as they can. We live in a country and even in a world where so few industrialized countries have so much wealth, while the majority of third world unindustrialized countries have little or nothing. I shake and I shatter at the fact that some people can literally have nothing, lay in the street hungry or naked, while other people are so rich, walk right over them and say absolutely nothing.
Wow, wow. Yeah, and I'm so encouraged to hear that, you know, these are something that you're concerned about, that Kirkland Financial Group is concerned about, because being in business, I found that one of the problems is that, you know, everyone's trying to maximize their profit, and they don't care, have no concern about, you know, their fellow man, not realizing it. I look at it this way. It's like we're in a boat. We're all in the boat, this boat called life. And you cannot decide, well, I think I'll drill a hole in my section of the boat. No, because we all will drown. So at any rate, tell us a little bit more about you sent me a link, which was a very professionally done video about building a stronger congregation.
Well, let me say this to you. This 85-15 financial budget program that we developed has so many aspects to it. And one is this. It can be used almost in any setting. Before I tell you specifically about the one that I Office of Mental Health asked me about a fit for those who are on like disability or very low income. Could it actually work for them? And we actually have a video that you did not see that actually what it does is it shows that you can actually use a budget of maybe $700 and apply the same principles. I wanted to talk about that one first.
Okay.
When you do this is if you're on low income, you have what's known as entitlements. Entitlements. So if you only have $700, you're going to be in subsidized housing. You're going to eat at the food bank. You're going to get a free cell phone with 200 minutes and limit yourself. I could go on and on, but we created a budget model where if you had $700, you're living off of $650, and you're still saving $50 a month on the same 85-15 program. So it's good for low income, not only low income, but the one I said is for universal places of worship and religious organizations. Again, they can set up the same fitness program within their organization, and it works. And we go in, we send our financial coaches in to do online Zoom meetings with the congregation, and we actually tailor those programs to include financial obligations before they start spending. Well, depending on the type of religion or organization, that would be your tithes, your offerings, your religious obligations. It might be educational classes. Whatever is involved, we actually add that into the budget.
All right. It sounds really, really great. And as my audience knows, I like to try to connect the dots. And do you realize that what Mr. Kirkland is offering, he's talking about living on 85% of your income and saving and or investing 15% of it. So perhaps that might position you to eventually buy your own home, right? And then here's the real deal, because our guest, Mr. Harris Walker, has a housing, you know, a home project, he's calling it Healthy Homes, then we realize that the cost in terms of, you know, comparison to the traditional cost of a home, his homes are less expensive, safer, more durable, environmentally friendly. So definitely these are two dots that can be connected. In the meantime,
well, let me say this, Mr. Hall.
Sure.
Anyone can buy one of those homes regardless of their income level. It might take a little bit longer, but our program will prove there is no person who cannot eventually purchase one of the homes that he is representing. We want to bring you, Mr. Hall, into the company to create a presentation called The Power of the 15%. The power of the 15% is a month-by-month, step-by-step goal that you will participate in. Whether, you're making $10,000 a year or whether you're doing $250,000, if you're saving 15%, you're going to change your condition over time. Because look at it this way. You're not just saving 15%, but Mr. Hall is advising you how to compound your interest through Bitcoin, through other investments. So you are growing your money while you're saving it. It's actually multiplying. So if you're doing this over time, you can take a $10,000 a year income, which might be someone on fixed income or maybe even welfare. You can show that if they have the discipline, it's nothing but discipline. If they can stop spending 100% and cut back and put some for the future, you can show them over 5 years or even 7 years, you are ready to buy that home that he's talking about.
That's right. That's right. And
regardless
of
your income level.
Yeah, yeah. And as my listening audience knows, that what I've been sharing with them is that while we do not know the future, we don't know how long this is going to last, but we have to strike while the iron is hot. And the iron is very hot in terms of high returns on crypto investments. And so the thing is, get in where you fit in. It does not require a lot of money, as I've been sharing with my audience.
I got in last April with $6,000, and I got out in December, which was too early. I'm not going to tell you how much I made. I don't want to say it, but it was very lovely.
All right, right, right. I
have
heard.
I more than doubled my money, more than that. I think I'm more than triple my money.
All right. I know that, I'll put it this way, I know you ain't lying, because I too have been blessed, you know, substantially by making a small investment. I invested, I usually don't share the amount, but I will. I invested about $3,000 from my stimulus money. You know, which
well,
I
got mine from a loan. I actually borrowed the money at 10% interest. And when I cashed out, I paid the loan back, and I kept the rest of the money for myself.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah,
I paid off the loan with interest, and I had substantial money left. It was a smart business decision.
Right, right, right. Tell us a little bit about the CSIP program, the credit repair program that you have.
Our credit repair program is below market cost, one of the best programs in the industry. We will remove up to 20 different delinquent accounts. We will dispute. We will do reconciliation. It's an awesome program. It's automated. Our people are specially trained. We use state-of-the-art software, and it's a beautiful way for you to get your credit score back up where it should be. We work with individual and business credit. Many of you that are out here know how difficult it is to establish business credit. We advise you. We have some of the easiest lenders who will give you your first business account, maybe $200-$300, and help you go from there. But we work with you to establish and to improve your business credit, but our main focus is on individual credit. So it's our credit score improvement program, CSIP, CSIP, our credit score improvement program.
Credit score improvement program. And I'm just curious, can a person pay for those services through installment, or is it necessary that they, you know, pay the, you know, the entire annual fee?
Excellent question. Three ways to pay for it. If you're paying Kirkland Financial Group, think of it as the Old Testament of the Bible. It's the law. You pay the full price. You can pay it either upfront at one time or over 6 months. Think of the People United, which is the nonprofit, as the New Testament or Grace and Mercy. You actually might get sponsored. Money's available. You might get all or part of it paid for you. We have a jumpstart program with the nonprofit. You can actually, anyone can get the first 3 months for free and sample the service. But again, there are monies available. They're coming in every day. You might be blessed enough to get half of it or even most of it paid if you are economically challenged. Go through People United, which is a nonprofit, and you will get an excellent deal.
All right. I really, really love that concept of having two sides to the coin, you know, in other words, because you said on WPAT, and I said, wow, that is really fascinating. You said the people, some of the people that really need your services, unfortunately, may not be able to afford it.
That is correct. So we are raising money with grants and individual donations on a day-to-day basis. Basically, Kirkland Financial Group is contracted as a major provider of services. When someone can't afford it, we service them. We build a nonprofit. The nonprofit pays us. We go home early, and nobody gets hurt, Mr. Hall.
All right. All right. Yeah, listen to that, audience. In other words, if you are financially challenged, they have programs that will help you out so that now when you get on your feet, then you can afford to pay. You know?
That's correct.
And,
it's not lifetime welfare. The maximum time you can work within the nonprofit is 6 months, because if you do what we tell you, you are ready to move over and pay something. Even if you don't pay the full amount, no matter who you are, you're ready to become financially fit. Financial wellness takes place in the nonprofit. If you're not financially well, if you're so bad off, then we start you up for free. But after that, financial fitness means you have to be active. You have to make an effort. So think of wellness as passive. We help you for free. Think of fitness with Kirkland Financial Group as more of an active, and you have to participate and you have to do something on your own.
All right. I love it. I think that's a really, really great idea. I'm going to I'm wondering if Mr. Harris might have any questions for you. Mr. Harris, your mic is open. Because I see a great synergy between, you know, your housing and your mall and what Mr. Jerome Kirkland is doing and what Reapmore Network is going to be doing. And I want to say that my website, now I feel a little embarrassed because I don't have my website up, but it should be up next week, next Saturday. I am working feverishly because I said, Greg, you need a website. You know, you're talking about all these exciting things, but you need a website so people can come back and reference them. So the Reapmore Network will be up next week at reapmorenetwork.com. But, Mr. Harris, any questions?
Well, yeah, well, not really questions, more statements, you know, because,
okay, sure.
You know, one thing I agree with Ms. Kirkland about is that, you know, it's about finance. That's something that me and you talk about a couple of times, you know, that, this is a finance-based world. So looking at it, that technology will slowly take all the jobs. And like I said, we don't have to wait until they're all gone. You know, But once it gets to a certain level, we're going to get hit a point of no return, and there'll be anarchy in the streets for real. We've seen nothing. But all we have to do is change the mindset. But until we can change that mindset, we got to exist in this program. So it's about earning funds, but it's about not saving money, but investing money. Money sitting in a bank account earning 1-2% ain't going to do nothing. It's not going to do nothing for you. It'll take you forever. But you have to look at just like the stock market. The stock market, it's not really a gamble, but it is a gamble. It is a gamble if you're going to be in a high-risk investment. But one of the richest people in the world in America told me when I was a kid that saving money sometimes is better than making more money, because saving money, you're at 100%. That's 100%. Where making money, where you may only make 60% profit or 40% profit. You know, so 100% is saving. So the Healthy Homes program is designed to save you money, but give you a safer, healthier, ultra-modern environment to live in. And looking at, like I said, what Readmore is about, talking about the Bitcoins, the digital currency, not just Bitcoin, I'm sorry, Tron Case, Clicksters. I'm a part of Clicksters. My mom is a part of Clicksters. So, you know, Clicksters, that's another way. I mean, think about it. Opportunities to earn money that doesn't cost you any money. It's not one of these things that, oh, okay, you got to come in, we need you to pay $395 up front and buy this kit. We're talking about opportunity for you. Sure, it's not big money, but you're earning. And to me, I'm like, well, if I can earn an extra $10 a day, that's $300 at the end of the month. What can I do with an extra $300? That's $2,600 at the end of the year. What can I do with an extra $2,500, $2,600? And then we just heard Mr. Kirkland talk about his investment was $6,000. All right. You just heard Mr. Hall talk about his investment was stimulus money, which was a few thousand dollars too, and how much they didn't expose how much they made, but trust me, I've been watching the numbers, and from the time they invested, they got paid. Okay, they got paid. So, you know, and I've never met neither one of these men face to face, but me and Mr. Hall, we go back a little ways, a few months. And we have very serious conversations about the state of world finances, and I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm talking about facts that you can look at the indicators of seeing that everything I'm telling you is happening, and then you can search technology, which is something we don't do. But I would tell you, if put your job title in and put robot behind it and do a Google search, and see if there's a robot coming to your job soon, to your workplace soon. Because trust me, Walmart, you're gonna start seeing the janitorial robots in a minute, and then the service robots. These are people's jobs. So if people don't have a way of earning money, how are you going to live in the future? How is your kids gonna live? I don't care what you pass down, if they can't earn, it will be gone. Eventually, it will be gone. Right. So they have to be able to earn. They need to be able to save, but they also need to be able to invest. As a matter of fact, don't save. I told my kids that my job is not for me to let you inherit what I built. My job is to teach you to build your own. Your own empire. Don't depend on my empire. I'm about to enjoy mine. I work for this. I spend every dime, as long as I don't leave no debt for you, and I taught you how to be successful, you have all you need. So I'm about teaching you how to fish. And even the Healthy Homes program, that program has multiple levels. And I'm going to say this real quick. The Healthy Homes program is multiple levels. It's not just for homeless people. It's not just for people who want a custom home. We're talking apartments. We're talking everything. But now we're talking an infrastructure built upon people investing into the Healthy Homes project. Now you're building sustainable wealth because you're building communities. The structures that make a community function. And you're building it with new technology that saves you money. Like, I don't like paying an electric bill. I don't like paying a water bill. I don't like paying a power bill, gas bill. So if we don't have to pay it, and technology has a way for us to have all this and have cleaner, better, oh, man, there's so many things. Just go to HHF Mall. That's our website. Then use the drop-down box. Go to the Healthy Homes Program or Google HHF Healthy Homes Program and understand what we're talking about. I'm not talking about giving you a fish. I'm talking about teaching, getting people back to work, giving them a place to live and a job. See, we have to build each other.
Let me see.
Oh, no, I got carried away. Okay, let me catch my breath.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, we're gonna take a brief little commercial break, and then I want to come back and share some more with you about the this whole dot connecting thing and the Reap More Network vision, because there are other dots that are being connected, which I'd like to have something to say about that, and then we're gonna open up the mics for any questions or comments or announcements. All right, but we're gonna take a little brief commercial break. And following this break, we're going to have Dr. Robinson is going to give us any public service announcements that he may have to share with us. All right? Let's see. I'm trying to...
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
All right, Dr. Robinson, share with us a little bit about Legal Shield and any announcements that you might have. Hello, Dr. Robinson, are you there? Okay. Perhaps he's distracted at the moment. Okay, let's talk about connecting the dots. Because as you heard, we have now, Mr. Kirkland is a very, very busy man. And I was hoping that he would be able to stick around for any more questions concerning what he is doing. But he is not, he had to leave us, so he's not with us right now. But we want to talk a little briefly about connecting these dots, because there are other dots, as I like to call them. Of course, we know we have an association with Mr. Willie Saunders and CFC, all right, which is the Christian Fellowship Council, of which is very, very heavily into radio broadcasting. It's Mr. Willie Saunders. He has over 25 years of radio experience. And you may or may not be aware of the fact that CFC has a 24/7 gospel station, for those of you who enjoy good gospel music, at cfcgospelradio.com. It is 24/7. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. And, of course, we know they have other broadcasts, such as the PAT broadcast every Tuesday from 3 to 4, Wednesday from 3 to 6, 3 hours on Wednesday, and Wednesday is the day in which I'm the co-host, all right? And then as part of their platform, they have an association with a program called Returning Youth, which is a program similar to what Mr. Kirkland mentioned that has to deal with persons who are returning from incarceration who need, you know, they need a chance at, a better life in terms of housing and jobs and the whole nine yards. So the Returning Youth Program is basically aired in association with CFC on Fridays at WPAT from 3 to 4. But as you know, that this broadcast, this podcast, is part of the Neo Nation, which the Neo Nation is currently, let me just say that the Neo Nation is the brainchild of Dr. Winborn, who may be calling in later. But right now they're engaged in a very powerful program called Self-Reparations. All right, we've been waiting for years and centuries for to receive reparations, which certainly do us, because this country was built on our backs and our blood and tears. But it seems like it's not coming, forthcoming. So Dr. Winborn has an ingenious program in which you're actually like a paid activist. All right, you pay into the program at minimum cost of $8, and then as other persons come into the program, it's like you get pushed up, and that pushing up represents finances in your pocket, part of which you do, you use part of the monies to do an act of reparation, an act that is helping someone out financially or whatever, maybe to buy some groceries or maybe to pay for the laundry. But in terms of the acts, in terms of what they do and what they are, they get, they get more, in terms of what they can accomplish. In other words, you might help someone out to get a room for the night. But then it, as it moves up, it might be, you might be helping someone out to get a home for more than just a night, for many, many years, as the acts, as you move up the ladder. So it's a very interesting program because everyone has a tangible motivation to help repair. That's what, reparations is all about, repairing the economy. So we're, this is part of the whole, as I said, connecting the dots. Self-reparations and CFC, which has the Clicksters program, which is, not to be taken for granted, because what's really happening with Clicksters is that the his name is Mr. John Marks, and he is a very wealthy man, and he has decided that he's going to actually pay persons just for enrolling in the program. Enrolling, and of course, watching the videos. So this is apart and separate from what the Clicksters Corporation is doing. All right, they're two different entities. The corporation is yet in what's called beta, but there is monies available that can be earned just for sharing the opportunity by sending out your link, watching a few videos. And the formula has changed. All right. Now, here's the real deal. The company decided it was going to come out with a new interface, kind of update what they were doing in terms of their web presence. And at the very same time, they were hacked, not in the United States, but outside of the United States. And this all happened at the beginning of this month of May. So they closed their doors, and finally, it happened around about the 1st of May, and finally reopened yesterday, or really today. It was like 12 midnight when it came back up. So now we're waiting patiently for a new mobile app the existing app that they had before was great, and I hope that the new app is along the same lines. That is going to be, back in action hopefully very soon. I'll give you, keep you posted. I was trying to it seems as if Mr. Saunders, who, has more information than I do, Saturdays is just not a good day for him, especially Saturday evenings. So I will have to check with him probably sometime tomorrow to get the latest update. But that's a really, really great opportunity in terms of an opportunity to build infrastructure, to get paid. And this is what a lot of people are missing, is that activity, that process opens up the door for multiple streams of income. Multiple streams of income can occur once you have a downline, once you have infrastructure in place. It opens up the door for multiple streams of income. Now, let me just check. Dr. Robinson, are you there? All right. Perhaps he is distracted. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to open up some of these mics here and just see if any of our callers have any questions, comments, statements, announcements. Okay, let's see. I know who this is at 929, and we know that this gentleman is very concerned about economic development, and we are going to be doing some economic development because one of my passions is to create jobs, but not only jobs, what I call jobportunity, a job which then becomes an opportunity for entrepreneurship. That's one of the Reap More Network visions. All right. All right, because sometimes you may have to start out with the job, but then you can use your money, invest your money, combine money with other people and start a business of your own, or a business that's, that you have with other persons. So we know Mr. Ian Brown is very, very concerned about economic development, and we're opening up his mic and have a few words from him. Okay, let's see.
The respect and your good opportunities that you give to the people. We want to bless you because that you're doing a good job of money development, because that's what we didn't learn. We learned to work and spend money. But economic development is what we need, because we need to be able to employ our people and can pay them. And so the investment portfolios that you bring to the floor is very interesting, and that's why I take to you and we tell let the people know that you have a valuable way of teaching and letting them bring more understanding to what's happening. And everybody needs a second income. And the gentleman in Philadelphia that's helping the people that went to the prison and giving them the opportunity, that's a very, very good program too. Because nobody seems to give those people the opportunity. I'm a carpenter, and I used to give young men coming out of the prison work to learn a trade and develop themselves in carpentry. And when I look, 10, 20 of them in the carpenter's union now, and they don't have to go back to jail because they're making $50 to $100 an hour. So what I'm saying is a really good thing into developing the young people and them who've been looked upon down and trying to get up. And such a program where you can give them a small development income and develop their income. They can see their own people and listen to programs like this instead of hip-hop all the time and low pants wearing, and see the people who are doing something for the community that can teach something other ways that they can make income. And so I'm learning and I'm introducing people as we go along to the people who are helping people. And those people should be prayed for as God people. And so we have that kind of attitude. So I'm glad to hear the expression of the people. I myself, I'm a carpenter, contractor, and I look, we have sustainable buildings that we want to build, and I'm infused with the website, the gentleman told me set up, they're setting up certain housing for people. It's a very good program.
Yes, Mr. Harris Walker just might need your services as he's building these homes. He certainly is going to maybe need some carpenters and some persons who know about home construction. So that is really
great. We have engineers with us on everything that we can do estimate. Even though that we might do the home, we can help design and plan and certain physical planning. And we can do things to assist groups that are up and coming because we do fast construction, interior and exterior. So we can develop buildings very fast that people, the finance company, pay. Because the drywall, we get this outside of the buildings now for fireproofing, and then the brick go over it or the block go over it. So the building of itself can go up very fast, and it's attractive for financing. So we need land for development because we now are working with the Ethiopian World Federation, which is an entity that can bring people together for the world. So we should give the publicity that it is something that we bring into the table. We're not just trying to bring people to the table. We're bringing ways and means in order to benefit the young people because we see they're not treating us right in the street. So we're looking to get a new city, a new community, and show that we can develop our own for development of the people who've been looked down upon for so long. So I'm glad to have a few words. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you. Let's see. Let me go back to Mr. Walker for a minute. Mr. Harris Walker, what do you think about in your process of, your homes are a new model, but would you have need for persons who have those type of skills?
Oh, definitely. Because, like I said, this is not just our homeless program. It's about training people in construction. So actually, part of Healthy Homes is to create a school where we can get people off the street, get them into construction, because housing and construction, building, that's going to be one of the last few jobs really taken over by a machine.
Yeah.
So these are more sustainable jobs. Of course, it's going to happen. All we're doing is prolonging it until people's mentality and to put things in place that will change this mentality to understand that God gave us all this world and all the value and money and all whatever you want to call it came from the earth that God gave all of us. So I'm really against money. I've had it. I already know what it means. It's a problem. You know what I'm saying? But we need it to live in this society that they created. And this is why this society is spot. It's healthy. It's based on money instead of being based on working together, that village mentality that we had to have to survive all these years before me. So I'm quite sure we had money a lot less time than we had man on this earth. But now... I can use those skills because we want to start schools. We want to start schools in every state because we want to build in every state. Every state needs affordable homes. Every state needs environmentally based homes. In other words, homes that will help the environment, not harm the environment. Everybody needs a home that's healthier for you. You need a home where your air is sterilized, not just filtered. You need a home that will save you thousands of dollars a year just in utility costs. Just in utility costs alone, if you're paying, let's say, $200 a month, that's $2,400 a year that you can have back in your pocket. And so back to what Mr. Kirkland was saying, we need to invest that, save money to invest money. We need to make money to invest money. But we need to invest it into the things we know that's going to be here and that we have some semblance of control through mass purchase. That's life. By that, the people, for our people to build. We have to be able to build. And this system is failing. It is destroying everything because it is based on falsehoods. The money we got, they claim we got X amount of money in gold, value in gold in Fort Knox. But we don't even know if any gold is left in Fort Knox because no president can even go in it because it's owned by a private corporation. So we have to understand the system.
Yeah. All right, let me see. I wanted to share with you once again, Mr. Kirkland, who unfortunately had to leave. I definitely wanted to mention both of his sites. And for those of you who came in late, he has two sides. He has his for-profit, which is KirklandFinancialGroup.com, okay? These both are on the Internet. Kirkland, which is spelled KIRKLAND, Financial, FINANCIAL Group, GROUP.com. And then he has People United to Promote Financial Wellness.org. He just uses the first letters, PUPFW.org. That's PUPFW.org. For those persons who are financially challenged, you can get his services either for free or at a discount. And however, as he indicated, I'm going to repeat exactly what he said. He said it's not a welfare forever program, but basically we're talking about a six-month program. And he speaks about financial literacy coupled with financial discipline, all right, teaching you that there's certain, behaviors that should accompany your, how you deal with finances. All right, so much for that. We're going to open up a couple of more mics. I know who this is at 917-554. This is Mr. Billy Spearman, and perhaps he might have some statements, questions, or comments. Your mic is open.
Hello. Hi. I'm Billy Spearman, and I want to say that I can't thank Greg Hall enough for the effort that I understand the effort it took for him to put this together, and I just want to say that I've been talking to a lot of my friends about you and the podcast, and I'm urging each and every one of us to do the same because there's a sense of urgency about us coming together and doing what we are doing the way that we are doing it and getting information out to people. And there's one thing I'd like to say as far as money and as far as we're trying to get away from money, unless we understand how money works and how finance works, we'll never be able to get away from it. So it's that we are obligated to teach each other, to work with each other, to give each other the information in order to understand finance and how it works. And not only that, but how we can work together. And one of the things that I've noticed about people working with, when they start to study finance, they look at it as an individual thing. They look at it in a way that I'm doing this for me, and it becomes self-absorbed. And we have to be aware of that and realize the reason we are doing this is because as a team and working together, this is what emancipates us, the fact that we are able to come together and work together. So I want to thank Mr. Kirkland. I'm looking forward to getting to know you and more about you. I wrote your information down, and I'll definitely be supporting you. And I just want to close out by saying two things, and that's I'm with a company called NowSight, and what NowSight does is it enables you to create unlimited websites for free. And not only that, but to be able to bring traffic and to your website and to your business. And I invited Tommy Washington on. I don't know if he's on or not, but if he is, I'd like for him to tell you a little bit more about NowSight, not only NowSight, but cryptocurrency. He actually, he's mentoring me in cryptocurrency, so I would like for him to tell you a little bit about the, it's called GS99. So are you on, Tommy Washington?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yes. So if you could, if you don't mind, is it okay if Tommy Washington's, instead of me, he can give you a little more information than I can, so.
All right. We welcome information. Let me just share this with you before. First of all, Mr. Washington, you're at 901 314.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Before I give you the floor, I just want to say that we're about networking. In other words, we don't mind you sharing your, you know, opportunity, your business, whatever, as long as you have the mentality of, you know, I'm willing to network. In other words, we support each other. I am very, you know, I'm very adamant about many black entrepreneurs that have this, you know, one-way mentality. Yeah, support my businesses. I might support yours. No. If, you know, we have to work together. And so I welcome any persons that want to work together, fine. And even, you know, even if in some cases it might be, for example, we might even be doing the same thing for different opportunities, but we can work around that. It's a big country. It's a big market. We can rotate, you know, but as long as everyone has the mentality of, you know, it's not just about me and my businesses, but about how can we work together. So on that note, your mic is open.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Tommy Washington from Memphis, Tennessee. And I love the concept of working together. I love helping people. We have a group called GS Partners. Also, I'm in in different other groups, other organizations that we do a lot to help people. It's all about helping people. I'm in a group called GS Partners. GS Partners is basically dealing with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and G999. GS Partner is basically helping people like myself and other people, common people that don't have a lot of money, but can make a lot of money by basically helping other people. And that's the whole concept of GS Partners, is to help pull other people up by using cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, G999, and help them become more financially literate to the ecosystem of the world, period.
Let me add that it doesn't cost anything to get this information, and the people with GS Partners will work with you and give you the information, and it's not about paying for it, because they don't charge to give out the information.
They don't. Everything's free. It's even free to sign up. It doesn't cost anything. Hey, like I said, it's about helping people to come together as one and helping everybody. One thing about GS Partners, too, everyone's helping each other like a big family, like a big group. that really work together and on one common ground to become more financially free, but to also help others become financially free all over the world. And that's basically the general concept of GS Partner Gold Standard. It's backed up by Gold Standard Bank worldwide. And basically it's at least in 120 countries, basically helping people all over the world to become financially free. That's basically what it is. Do you have any more questions? I mean, well, you want to know a little bit more about GS Partners, you can go on G999main.net. G999main.net. You can find a little bit more about it. You can go and read the white papers. Cryptocurrency. Yeah, cryptocurrency is the new currency of the world. Basically, everyone eventually have to go to cryptocurrency. And it's about one thing about GS Partners is GS Partners educating everyone about cryptocurrencies and the future currencies that will help people to survive throughout the world, basically. It's a security, G999 is a security coin that's on the blockchain. Matter of fact, GS Partner has its own blockchain, which is different than anybody else in the world, basically doing it to cryptocurrency. Now you have the Ethereum blockchain, which most people are on Ethereum blockchain, but GS Partner has its own blockchain that can really generate not only finance, but different types of products, security, communications, things like that, and it's a utility coin. So basically, that right, matter of fact, all the necessities that the world needs, GS Partners basically has it on this blockchain. You can put it on blockchain of GS Partners. So it's going to be matter of fact, we are in beta testing. We hadn't opened and gone public yet, which is coming up soon. This summer, it should go public on launch and everything. Other than that, hey, I can say a lot. I can be on here all night talking about GS Partners, but if you want to find a little bit more about it, go to G999main.net.
Give them your information also, your contact information.
Okay. My contact information, you can call me at, I'm at the 901 area code, Tommy Washington, 901-314-2874, 901-314-2874. And my email is timedropper@gmail.com. T is in Tom, I is in Inc., M is in Mary, E is in Echo, D is in Dog, R is in Ricky, O is in Oscar, P is in Paul, E is in Echo, R is in Ricky at gmail.com. You can email me anytime you want to know any more information. We have live Zooms every single day to help educate people not only about GS Partners, about cryptocurrency period, and about the things that begin to happen in the future for finance. So we're definitely into helping people become more financially free. And hey, if you have any questions, hey, email me anytime, call me anytime. I'm always free to answer any question. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the
time.
All
right. Well, thank you for that information. Let's see. We want to mention that site one more time. You said G.
999.
Okay.
Main.
What's the rest of it?
Main.
Okay.
M-A-I-N.
Okay, let me. Dot what? Main dot what?
Net.
Dot net. Okay. Let me share with the audience, because those who are frequent listeners know that I'm definitely an advocate of cryptocurrency and investments. And here's the real deal. Okay, there are many, many different programs out there, but you don't necessarily have to put all your eggs in one basket. In other words, right. My listeners know that I have been promoting specifically two opportunities, one of which is troncase.io and watermine.io.
What was the first one, Tron?
The first one was Troncase, TRONCASE.io. Now, as I said, okay. I'm about group dynamics. In other words, I have no problems with persons diversifying. Okay, we could have some G999, we could do Troncase and Watermine as well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have to learn that. Okay, we have to try to figure out ways that we can work together. So it means that, okay, maybe I might diversify my portfolio. Because, for example, I have been involved in many of these opportunities are new. I have been involved in Troncase and Watermine less than 4 months. You know, it's not like, but I must admit, I've done very well in the both of them, but I'm saying I'm open-minded as long as the other parties are open-minded. In other words, and maybe at this point, I will be diversifying in terms of other types of products. I'll be talking more about that. I'm waiting for my website to come up, which should be ready next week. But let's try to work together. You know, see if we could figure out, if we could come up with some strategies where we can support each other. That being said,
yes.
I want to go to Dr. James Winborn, who is the brainchild of the Neo Nation, and he's going to update us on what's happening with this great program of self-reparations. All right. I do believe that Dr. Winborn is on the line with us now.
Yeah, hello. Greetings, everybody. How you doing tonight, Brother Hall?
Fine. Just fine.
Good. It's always good to hear that you're doing just fine.
Okay. Yeah.
You kind of caught me off guard, but, you know, I'm always up and willing to talk about Project Neo and our DIY, our do-it-yourself self-reparations program for which we put together. It's not as intrinsic as a cryptocurrency. It's a basic group economic plan where we're coming together to support each other just by the means of circulation. And so as I was thinking that, you know, as these gentlemen were talking and I'm listening to Greg talk about these other cryptocurrencies, and I'm thinking the wonderful thing about Project Neo, as you are accumulating money within the system, funds could be allocated for you to purchase these other cryptos where you're changing your deferred reserve notes in for the cryptos. So that is very something easily we could integrate in what we're doing as I'm sitting here thinking about it. But that being said, listen, I don't want to take a whole bunch of time. I just want everybody to go by the website, check out what we're doing, check out the self-reparation program, and check out some of the other programs that we got. You want to be a part of it, you can get in where you fit in. You know, our minimum membership is $8, and, you know, you can go all the way up to $1 million. So it all depends on where you're at and what you're trying to do. Look at the system and how it works. We implore you to follow the money. Follow the money. You can go to the website and follow the money and track it and see how you will be paid for doing these acts of reparations, which started from out as being acts of kindness when we first started doing this. And because of our climate that we're living in now, we realize that our people need acts of kindness. Our people need to repair our nation. So instead of just complaining about the situation, we decided that we can repair our own nation ourselves, and we could do our own reparation ourselves. And this is what our system do. It's a whole new economic system for us because their system with trickle-down economics is not working. We're looking for a way out. We're looking for an avenue. That's why we bring these people on. That's why you hear about cryptocurrencies and this program and that program. Why? Because we've come to realize that their system is not working for us, and we have to do something else. And I understand you can make a lot of money on TikTok if you know how to do the bird walk or something like that. That's not for me. I know we can make a lot of money if you're an entertainer or you shoot jump shots or you got a Wicked Jane, all that kind of stuff. None of that is for most of us. So for the average person, we have to find a way to create economic freedom for ourselves. Go by the website, myprojectneo.org, or give us a call at 888-UNN-CASH. That's 888-UNN-CASH. And someone will walk you through the system and show you how to sign up to be in the program. Thank you. God bless you. And happy hunting, everybody.
All right. Well, thank you for those important words, because definitely economic repair is a major necessity if we want to improve our situations and advance to the next level. We have got to do things differently because, as it has been said, if you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, that is the very definition of insanity. All right, so we have to really start thinking about doing things differently, using our brains to create creative and collective economics. As I said, you know, I have no problem with entertaining information about, even though I'm pushing Tron Case and Watermine, I have no problem with hearing and even sharing information about other people who are in the same sphere, because it might just be a better program. You know, it might just be a better opportunity. And then in terms of investing, I could have several types of crypto and crypto programs,
yes,
in my portfolio. I do not have to be so, what's the word I'm looking for, where I say, no, I've got the best things in sliced bread, only my program. No, we have to stop that in terms of how can we support each other. I've been trying to open up the mic of Dr. Robinson. Dr. Robinson, are you there? I don't know why each time I...
Yes, I am. I'm here. Like we say in South Carolina, I is here.
Well, maybe you were having a coffee break or something, because I called you a couple of times. But at any rate...
Oh, sorry about that. There's so much stuff going on, you know.
Yeah, share with us the public service announcements.
Yes, listen, people, it's $2.3 trillion coming to America for economic development in solar energy, free, clear energy. And they're going to do something different this time. They're going to go to universities and colleges, and they're going to offer 4-6 year programs for students, and they're going to pay full tuition. That means a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, a master's degree, full tuition. If a child would take a course in the technology and the development of solar energy, clean energy testing, and you know, people could be an architect, they can be a scientist, they could be an engineer working in this particular area. So we want the Biden administration to remember, black folks put them in the office. When, shout out, my state, South Carolina, wasn't for us, he wouldn't have been there. Shout out to our black women, wasn't for them, he wouldn't have been there. So we don't want him to forget the African-American community. We are so supportive of the Democratic Party, and we put people in, and they get in, they don't do nothing for our communities. It's about time that we make them understand that they have to give back. As we give and support, they have to give and support our communities. I want to see clean air energy in the ghetto areas, in the impoverished areas. I want the They're going to give solar farms to the farmers. I want to see that in South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Virginia, Tennessee, Louisiana. I want to see black farmers get some of the solar energy farming money as well. So we want you to go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-V-I-T-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, PC.com, PositiveChange.com, PositiveChangePC.com. Go to that website, check out what clean energy is all about, the history of clean energy, the understanding of clean energy, and when it's coming to America strongly, which is this year, and also go to a petition. There's a petition there that we want everybody to sign. We want millions of folks to sign it. We want to submit it to the Biden government and let them know, don't forget the black community. We want them definitely to support that. Also, we want to remember career opportunities in the political sector. Mrs. Helen Owens needs 75 people a day, $20 an hour. They're not asking you to have a PhD from Harvard. You can have no high school diploma at all. You can just came out of jail. You could be homeless. They will employ you. All you have to bring is your enthusiasm and your honesty and your ability to work, and they will employ you $20 an hour. So call Mrs. Helen Owens at 718-504-6861. 718-504-6861. 718-504-6861, and call Ms. Helen Owens, and she will definitely get you in there. Let her know that you heard it from Professor Gregory Hall in the Let's Get It Together and Reap More Now, our network program on this station, and you will be immediately hired. So Greg got all kind of things for y'all. He's helping y'all out in a tremendous way. And we want you to also, don't forget, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is coming to your neighborhood in June. We started a program, which is the Black Shark Tank. The Black Shark Tank, we're going to have black investors looking at black small businesses in our so-called challenged communities, poor communities, and we're going to be investing in development and opportunities for black small entrepreneurial people, and black small businesses in our community. We know that the mom and pop shops is where people get their start, where you get hired in the black community. So we want to keep those companies, keep those businesses strong, and we want to support them. So don't forget that as well as we go forward. And, keep supporting the Reap More Network. Keep supporting this show, and like Greg say, it's about unity. It's about working together. You know, we have to understand all we got is each other. And once we learn to unite, the Bible says, together you stand and divided you fall. When God said it, it's real. You know, so stick together. And thank you so much, Mr. Hall.
All right. That sounds great. I like that Shark Tank idea. I said maybe I can get a few investors in the Reap More Network.
Okay. Oh, definitely, brother. You know, you're going to be first online. You're going to be first to get the pork and the grits.
I want you to know you got my creative juices flowing.
Amen, amen. I love that. I love what you brothers are doing. I love your spirit. And, I want to work together. I want to work together. God has blessed me. And people got to remember something. When God bless you, bless somebody else. And the blessings
that's
will keep
right,
flowing.
Right.
I learned that many years ago.
Amen. Amen.
At
70, right
there. God is keeping me strong. But the Lord is only, everything belongs to him, people. I want y'all to remember that Cadillac belongs to him. That big house you got belongs to him. That intelligence that you have, he's giving it to you. The money you got, he's giving it to you. And he wants you to bless his people. Yeah. What did he say? He said, if you love me, go feed my sheep. When you're done unto the least, the last, the left out, the crackhead, the homeless, the people you think that you didn't want to be bothered with, the gangbangers, he said, you're done unto me. We don't know how cometh the Lord, the Son of God. So let's learn to help each other that's in need. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I did not even mention something that Reap More Network is trying to put together. We even have an 800 number for this, and we're calling it bill reduction. Okay,
all right.
And the bill reduction plan is about saving you money on your cell phone bill. We're starting with small bills.
Yeah.
We're trying to work our way up, but we're starting with small bills like cell phone bills. And here's the plan, real quick before we run out of time. It's we're going to start with saving you knocking off half of your bill. All right, how is it going to work? You're going to send us the full payment the first month, approximately 3 weeks ahead of time. All right?
All right.
And then we will pay the bill when it's due. The second month, you will send in half the payment, approximately 2 weeks ahead of time. So from that second month on, your bill has been slashed in half. Now, if you share this program,
can you do alimony and child support?
we haven't gotten to those type of expenses yet, but at any rate, the bill reduction plan has been tested, and I'm gonna open up the lines real quick for someone who has tested it, and they can verify that it is working, and you know, right on time, payments have been made as promised, and half of the bill is being saved. And in the few minutes we have left, we want to hear from King Melvin Brown.
Hello, hello, family.
The mic is open.
Hello, thank you for having me. Blessings to all that are connecting the dots in our community. Great job with your show. But I must say, what Minister Greg Hall is saying, it's absolutely true. I don't like no bills. So when he told me about this, I said, I'm going to try this out. And I have to say, I'm motivated to get it to a half. I'm motivated to go through his whole program so I don't see nothing, nada. So it works.
All right, right, right. We would have you talk a little bit about mind tuning, but we're kind of running out of time.
That's
Let me say, I take 2 seconds to say that I'm going to send you $40 and whatever the phone bill is going to be. I'm going to send it to you like in the next few days. And
all right.
Up front, and when I get my phone and everything, I mean, the money is going to already be there. So we just take it from there. And anybody else that knows me, trust me, or want to set an example, I'm asking you to do the same thing.
All
yeah,
right,
me.
Right.
I
the program works.
I want to send my money too.
All right.
I want to send.
Let me just share the rest of the how this works. Okay, if you share it with three persons, okay, the reduction will go from 50% to 75%, and if you share it with five persons, you will have eliminated that bill. All right. Now, in the few minutes we have left, I want to hear just I want everyone to remember to please shop at the HHF Mall. Okay, Mr. Harris, are you still there? Mr. Harris Walker, you still there? Okay.
Yes,
well,
I was on mute. I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay, remember. HHF Mall, over 200, or about almost 300 stores, right, including Amazon
yep.
and Walmart. Look, it costs you, in other words, it doesn't cost you any extra. You don't have to pay no special fees. As a matter of fact, you might just be paying less money by shopping through the HHF Mall. You want to access that by going to Hand and Hand. Foundation.org. Let me spell that for you. Hand, H-A-N-D, and A-N-D, Hand, H-A-N-D, Foundation, FOUNDATION.org, O-R-G. All right. Mr. Harris, any closing words for us that you might want to add to that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You can also Google it. You can also Google HHFMALL, HHF Mall, and that will take you directly to the mall, and from there you just pick your category. And the mall is a beautiful thing, and it's a fundraiser. So just think about it this way. If you're going to do anything online, check the mall first to see if we have that store.
All right. Give me the mall address again.
I just Googled HHF, and that's Hand in Hand Foundation, M-A-L-L.
Thank you.
So HHF space mall. Or you can go directly. It takes you to our website. But, you know how Google is SEO. When a lot of people use it, you know, it basically has its own linking on Google. So, that's the way to save money. And if you're on Facebook, find us at the HHF Mall, Community Mall. And when you put in HHF Mall or Community Mall, you'll probably also see the Super Savers group. Join that group, because I put secret codes in there that will save you money. For instance, like I was saying earlier on Men's Warehouse, real quick, they have a 10% off everything in the store if you use the code that's on their site. But if you use my code, you get 20% off. And this is their code.
All right.
What is your you were being asked, what is your code again, or how does that work? How do they get access to your code?
Well, the code, the only way to get access to my code is if you go through the mall, and on that page, they may have a page for us. A lot of time they give us our own special page. Or join our Facebook group, the HHF Super Savers group, HHF Mall Super Savers group. Just if you find Hand in Hand Foundation, find me, Harris Walker. I'll be the guy with the smiley face on the microphone talking at a government meeting. But the thing is, it's about fundraising without having people do anything extra. Just you shop online anyway. And I have Macy's, I have Walmart, I have Sears, I have Buffalo Wild Wings. We just got Buffalo Wild Wings, our first restaurant.
Wow.
So yeah, just like a real mall, we're gonna have a food court too.
All right.
So
Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, that is, you know, one of the restaurants. That's actually the first one, and I happen to know that he has a specials with Panda Express, the Chinese food outlet. Your next one is what, May the 31st, you said?
Yeah, May 31st, it's Panda Express Day with Hand in Hand Foundation. That's a beautiful thing, too, because it's nationwide. And if you eat Panda Express that day, use our code. You'll find it on Facebook. You'll find it on anything with Hand in Hand on it, because I'll be putting it out in about 3 days. And they're going to donate 28% of your sale to the Healthy Homes Program to help us buy land and start building homes to help people get off the streets and to start creating jobs and the whole infrastructure that's needed. See, the thing
all
is,
right.
I'm like, we got to do it ourselves.
Yeah, we are out of time. This has been a great show. So everyone, please spread the word, and tune in again next week. But we are just about out of time. Thank you for listening, and tune in again next week.
But I know someone who will come for you. for the power of love and a sound mind. Come on.
Famine and diseases, your they plague our land today.
Children still the future. I believe a God who renews us. I believe if he parted seas, this disease gotta bow to the ruler.
So many young cops are dying from the hand of disease.
Sisters in New York City, God is still in the healing business. Let's come together.